listen to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I caught you right as you were drinking your coffee.
I knew that intentionally. I knew that was going to happen. I did it anyway.
Just so you had to drink that coffee quickly. What are you drinking this morning?
It's Costa Rica again.
Yeah. Trying to warm up, huh?
Yeah, it's a little chilly out there.
You know what else will warm up? Like warm it up when it's cold? What else will warm up? Warm it up when it's cold? Packing the studio.
Yeah, again.
With friends, with KFUO Day sponsors to share.
We love Day sponsors.
Their story. Oh, we do love Day sponsors at KFUO. They're so connected to KFUO. It's like when we get together with our day sponsors, we had a day sponsor luncheon not too long ago. When we get together with our day sponsors, it's kind of like a family reunion, isn't it? When we get together, because they're so connected. KFUO is such a part of their lives and they are such an important part of our lives here at KFUO. So I'm excited to share their stories today and, to hear how they got connected with KFUO and why it's important to them. Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin, CUW.edu, where you can find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin, and live uncommon. Check it out, CUW.edu. Also in studio this morning, in addition to our day sponsor, well, she's a day sponsor too, Mary Schmidt in studio this morning here at KFUO. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Andy.
Happy Rally Week.
Happy Rally Week.
Yay. It's a fun Rally Week and always fun. Thanks for joining us in studio this morning. Doing well this Rally Week?
We're doing well, other than the cold weather. Good.
We're warming it up. In studio today, our friend Lael Tornado, she's a day sponsor, has been for some time now here at KFUO. Lael, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Andy. This is awesome.
Looking forward to hearing your story. And also joining you in studio this morning, Mark and Jonna Kruger, their day sponsors, and joining us from out in St. Charles County. Glad to have you in studio, making the trip in today. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
So let's talk about when you first learned about or heard KFUO. How were you introduced to KFUO, Krugers?
Well, I'm a lifelong Lutheran, so KFUO has just been a part of my life since I can remember the early childhood. I went to Our Redeemer Lutheran in Overland, and KFUO is just a part of our family's radio, where there wasn't much other radio stations that we listened to.
KFUO was the radio station. I like to hear that.
Well, I wasn't raised Lutheran, so I didn't know anything about KFUO until I met my husband, and I asked permission to tell this story from him.
That means it's a good story.
No, but so when he first started taking me to the Lutheran church, he would pick me up, and he would have on like the top 20 songs of the day, and I would be like, we're going to church. I just really don't want to listen to that. And he said, okay, I'll find something, you know, and he found KFUO for me. And that's my earliest remembrance of listening to it on the way to church and on the way back to my one day to be husband's.
What a story. And how has that shaped your life together? How has KFUO been a part of your life together and marriage?
Well, we've always liked to listen to radio. We're not big TV people. And so we just listen to the radio in the car and at home when we're doing things. And frequently, a lot of times people wind down by listening to the television, but we wind down by listening to KFUO.
Mm. Yeah, when we come home from church, I just like to listen to the music on Sunday afternoon. It just really feels good.
Calming.
That's the exact word I was going to say. I've got it in my notes. Calming.
Oh, there you go. Nailed it. Lael, what about you? When did you first listen to KFUO?
Well, thankfully, a coworker of mine, Ron Horstman, introduced me to KFUO, and it was at a really, I was having a crisis, really. My youngest sister died of colon cancer. Mm-hmm. She was diagnosed in December and died in March.
Wow.
Very quickly. And I'm a lifelong Lutheran, but I wasn't in the Word. And KFUO put me in the Word along with my church. And so when my sister was dying, the Lord met me in this humongous fear that I had of someone dying. It actually paralyzed me. I wasn't living. And my sister knew that Christ would take her home. And that was, that's why I'm going to cry. She knew it, and that confidence, just like, wow, that was tremendous. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, okay, I want to learn more. I want to really get into it. So through my Bible studies at church, through my sermons, through KFUO Bible studies, and I just was like, I was saturated with the Word, and I had to be saturated with the Word because it's just awesome. It's just, I mean, the Lord has forgiven me all my messes that I've had, and freed me up, and why not support KFUO? You know, why not? I mean, wow, it's just tremendous.
That's beautiful. So KFUO has really been a part of your life.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. For a good 20 years.
Wow.
Good 20 years.
Yeah. Do you have, I don't know, a favorite thing to listen to or a favorite thing to tell other people about?
Well, I like to have the interaction that we had where you could call in and ask questions. Bible study, of course, is near and dear to me. So I have it on all day. I may not be thoroughly listening in, but I pick up on stuff, and mm-hmm. I just suck it in like a sponge, you know? It's like, yes. And see, and by doing that, I can think about it and then talk about it with other people who do not know the Word about Jesus, and love on them through the Word without being just restating Scripture, but live it and then share it. And it's just like taking it in, making it mine, and giving it out to them. So it's just like, it's a big deal. A tremendous deal.
It's an important part of daily life for you, it sounds like.
It is.
What would it be like, what would life be like if you didn't have these programs daily to help you in hearing the Word?
Well, I suffer from depression, Andy. Mm. And with Scripture and the radio and my church community, not that they're with me every day, but having KFUO and being in the Word, just listening, because that's what we do. We listen to the Word. So that's important to me, and it's helped me a lot with my depression, as well as my church family and some other people come around me.
Thanks be to God for mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. support, that you have your congregation, you have your pastor, you have these friends and family to support you, and KFUO to help you hear that Word daily. Krigers, how about you? You mentioned you enjoy listening to the music on Sundays. Do you have a favorite program? What would it be like without those programs?
For me, Issues, Etc. Was a really big piece of my Christian walk. I, as I mentioned earlier, I wasn't raised Lutheran, and I knew that there was grace, and I was hearing it at church, but it didn't really sink in what grace meant. I always thought grace meant I would do good things, and then by God's grace, because I did those good things, I could go to heaven. And now I truly, by listening to all of the programs, but in particularly Issues, Etc., it just took years, but it finally hit home that I am a poor, miserable sinner. Nothing I can do, can make any difference. And it's so wonderful to have that true grace and understand it. And I don't know of any other place on the radio or television except in my church where I can hear that good news, the good news.
Yeah, she also gave me permission to say this. we go to in bed when time to go to sleep. We said, okay, turn on Issues, Etc. podcast. And that's what puts us to sleep. But I like Mark Hawkinson, Moments of Assurance, and then Around the Noontime. It's just very comforting. Mm-hmm. He's such a good speaker, and the music that goes with it. We like Law and Gospel, Pastor Tom Baker. We attended a Bible class with him for a while and really missed that. We couldn't go that anymore, but we listened to him on the radio and enjoy that too.
Outstanding. Well, and we are so grateful for the many ways that we get to proclaim Christ for you anytime, anywhere here at KFUO. We have KFUO original programs. The program you mentioned, Issues, Etc., comes from our friends at Lutheran Public Radio and Pastor Baker, you know, sharing long gospel here as well. And then getting to be a part of the coffee hour. It's a joy.
The coffee hour.
Now that we have programs, you know, coming in from all over, Pastor Wolfmiller in Colorado, mm-hmm. coming on Monday afternoons, yeah. Pastor Fisk in Rockford, mm-hmm. Illinois for Sharper Iron. And you mentioned Moments of Assurance, Pastor Hawkinson right here in the studio is producing that. It's a joy to get to share that. So thanks for sharing. Okay, if you have been a part. Yes.
Well, I really like to listen to the news too, mm-hmm. On KFUO. It's just because you're reporting on things that aren't being reported on in other areas. And I love World News Digest with Kip Allen. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy that perspective.
Wonderful. Kip has been working very diligently. We aim to do that, to bring news that is important and news that's not being covered by other mainstream
right.
media,
yeah.
mm-hmm. so that you know what's going on in the world around you and what's important to you as a Christian, as a Lutheran today. We have just about a minute and a half left. Yes, Lil.
Well, I was going to say that all the programs on KFUO give us that gospel truth. I mean, it's the same. We still get it. I mean, a coffee hour all through. I mean, I just love every program. It's just fantastic. We need every program. And we hear that gospel truth.
Shout outs today. I know you have some friends and family listening.
Oh, yes. I would like to make a shout out to Emmanuel Lutheran Grade School in St. Charles, where my grandchildren Brianna and Reese go, and particularly to Mr. Von Ossen's fourth grade class. Hi, everybody.
Good morning, Emmanuel in St. Charles. Thanks for listening this morning, Lil.
My Webster Gardens family, my small group there, and my family in Minnesota, where my sister lived, the Crank family.
Well, thank you all for being here this morning. Thanks for being a part of the coffee hour. Mary, did you have anything you wanted to add for Rally Week? We have about 30, 40 seconds left.
Yes. As you know, we're in Rally Week, and this is a great time to support KFUO because we really can't get that gospel out without your support. It's really you that is making this happen. And so I wanted to thank some people who have contributed this week. Winston, Andrew, and Brian all gave through our Text to Give Now app.
And 41444.
And this morning, actually, Nicholas also joined us in the Text to Give. And so we want to thank all of you guys. And we want to thank Richard and Lalier of Baltimore, Maryland. And also Marilyn of Kirkwood, Missouri. And Audrey of Oklahoma City, who both gave at the amount to get the St. Paul's Christmas music Ooh. CD. So they will be getting that.
Wonderful. I'm so glad you mentioned that as well. The St. Paul's Christmas CD, this Christmas album, Volume 1, mm-hmm. 17 tracks of Advent and Christmas music. Sarah, how would you describe that music?
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful, yes. Yeah,
you'll need to go listen to it.
Stick around for right after chapel and Moments of Assurance. We'll share some samples of that during those hours as well. Thank you all for being here. Thank you for being day sponsors and sharing your stories as well today. You want to join these folks and become a part of this legacy and telling that good news of Christ for you anytime, anywhere. Give us a call 1-800-730-2727 or 314-821-0850. That's 1-800-730-2727 or 314-821-0850. You can make your gift today. Any gift is appreciated.
Yes.
If you make a gift of $100 or more, we'll be glad to send you the Christmas CD from St. Paul's Music Conservatory. If you want to give one as a gift and keep one for yourself,
do some Christmas shopping.
Do some Christmas shopping.
And help KFUO.
And help tell that good news of Christ for you for a gift of $150 or more. We'd be glad to send you two new day sponsors, too,
yes.
during Rally Week. We'd be glad to send you two of the CDs and all the other fun day sponsor.
Get a whole bag of stuff.
That's right. All that fun stuff as well. Well, that does it for this section, this segment of Coffee Hour. Coming up in just a little bit, Sarah, we have, our sermon series.
It's our series on sermons.
Our series on sermons. It's not a sermon series. Thanks so much for listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.